This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
You know, I do everything online, and of course, the internet, you can basically zoom into anything, and I thought the encyclopedia wasn't being made anymore, but then that Medicare and You book showed up, and I brought it into my house, Lauren, and I said, I got this before, and I'm going to do exactly what I did then. Set it aside and dial 888-818-6334. Ready, set, go. Here we go. If you've gotten the book, you need to make the call. 888-818-6334. There is never a fee for an appointment or any of their services. They're the best. I saw the brand spanking new billboard there, 376 in Robinson. Stuck in traffic has never been better because I know the folks from MediConnect are here to help you. And today with Lauren, what we're going to do, we're going to really dedicate the entire hour to any question you may have about Medicare. You're dealing with anything on your mind and you need help, call us right now. Get some free advice. And don't forget, we have live advisors until noon each and every week on this program, 888-818-6334. We have seminars coming up. We have webinars coming up. But obviously, the annual enrollment period is coming up, too. So it is time to start talking about Medicare. And it's Medicare and You, our way, the inside connection. Here she is, Lauren Uran. So are you about ready to get a new zip code for about 4 weeks?
I was thinking about it. I really was. We were talking about that before the show. But, you know, once we hit that October 1st, and, you know, I'm in a different role than I was in the past. So with our client experience department, we do the reviews for the bulk of our clients. And, you know, I'll be reviewing everybody that needs a review. So I don't stop. It doesn't matter the hour. It doesn't matter the day. If I have to add Saturdays and Sundays, you know, I'm open to it.
And you'll do it.
I will. You know I will. So,
well, here's the thing. The reason I said a month, it actually goes till December, but they're good. But then about the middle of November, I'm like, how are they still standing? But they're passionate about this.
You know, and it's there's an ebb and flow almost every year.
Right.
I think this year might be a little different. Can't talk about all the reasons why yet, but there's an ebb and flow to every year, and you get that kind of initial rush for the first where we can actually start talking about the plans. And I always think it relates to human nature a little bit, right? You have your pre-planners. You have the people that want to know, right? And then I feel that you have kind of those folks that are just in the middle, right? Oh, I need to review my plan. I know that. And you have this hit in November. November kind of right, you know, before Thanksgiving, those first couple weeks in November, that's where we see a big spike, actually. So when you say, are we still standing? We're definitely being held up by coffee, adrenaline at that point. But we get this big spike usually around that time frame. And then you get that last spike of the people like me, my people, those procrastinators, right? Where they're like, oh, I really got to get this taken care of before December 7th. So you have kind of those ebbs and flows. If you look kind of yearly at call statistics for MediConnect, for even the carriers that I worked at, there's kind of that graph chart that goes up and down like a roller coaster ramp. So,
by the way, you are the perfect host this week because I have been dealing with something very traumatic and I don't know why. I feel like I lost a family member. Robert Redford passed.
Rob, I was
having
a rough day and I was having a lot going on and I cried when I read it. One of my all-time favorites, Robert Redford. And you know, again, you know my feelings about that classic Hollywood era, but I just feel like one of the last gentlemen, one of those last
You should have been born earlier.
I should have. But I always say if I was born earlier, there would have been stuff I liked that I missed. So right. Now I get to go back and see
it
all.
Well, but here's the thing. I'm looking at some video of him and his grandchildren. And,
I know.
I mean, sitting at the table, just like any other grandfather. And he literally, and obviously he lost his son to cancer, but he truly loved his family and really carved out a good life for them and gave us a great life as far as what he did, his body of work and being an activist and, you know, an environmentalist. It just feels like I lost a family member.
And I was talking to one of my boyfriend's business partners, and we were talking about this, and he goes, you know, who was a big one, favorite of mine too, was Paul Newman, who, that's my coffee, Paul Newman coffee in my coffee cup today. What I drink every day. But, you know, again, that class of actor, you saw prior to that, the Clark Gables of the world, right? I always feel like this is the last of that kind left. So, yes, Mr. Robert Redford passed away this week. The world lost a Hollywood legend. Age of 89, he was known for iconic roles such as Butch Cassidy in The Sundance Kid, The Sting, All the President's Men, as well for founding the Sundance Institute and Festival. I didn't know that. I didn't know he was the founder of Sundance.
Don't feel bad. Guess what? I just put two and two together, and I know everything about this guy. Sundance.
I know. I didn't know.
I never knew where the name came from, and I'm like,
I know,
now
right?
I know.
That's when I read it. That's where my mind went to, but it was something I didn't know.
Like, I thought it was like the sun dancing off the mountains in Utah. I'm not. And then when I went, oh my goodness, it's the movie.
I know. It was a shock to me too, Robin. Again, I think between the two of us, we're pretty good at this. And that was a shock for both of us.
Here's what else though. When he was 65, it would have been hard for him to do a commercial for Medi-Connect because he looked like he was 35.
Right. Oh,
he looked good at 89.
I know.
I mean, but he was such a, I think this is my opinion, I'm just saying what I feel, and usually my feeling as far as from my gut, he just seemed like a really decent human being.
Well, I mean, like, I have in here to ask you your favorite. What was your favorite
Robert
Redford movie?
Here's the other thing. I was doing this blog the other night with a friend of mine that really has gotten thousands of views, and I went through my top 10. I had a couple of honorable mentions. So I get home at night, and I'm like, he did so many movies, okay? And I didn't include my favorite of all time. So let me go on record right now. If you saw that video, I missed the movie that was my favorite of all time, The Way We Were.
That's mine too.
How
That's
could
where I
miss
fell
that
in
movie?
Love with him. I mean, Barbara Streisand.
Well, I
Robert
fell in
Redford.
Love with Barbara Streisand. She did something to me, my soul. I don't know. I mean, I was a young guy. I was like 16, 15, something like that. And every time I hear that song,
I know.
It's just, it's tough. But, you know, the other one, up close and personal with Michelle Pfeiffer, in which she was this anchor and he was kind of training her, and he got her so good she went to the network, but he was a war correspondent, like, you know, somebody like Geraldo Rivera, you know, go up to the front line, and he was now an aging guy and he wanted to do it one more time and he ends up getting killed. I love that movie. And there's so many. Great Waldo Pepper. I was talking about it the other day. It just goes on and on. And every time I think I've got my top 10, then I realized I forgot two, three, or four more.
I know. The Way We Were is just, like, I think that was my most profound introduction to him. Again, you fell in love with him. I fell in love with Barbara Streisand, started watching all the Barbara Streisand movies from that movie.
Listen.
I got to cozy up. That's my goal. Before October 1st, before the start of annual enrollment period, I'm going to cozy up on the couch with the dog because I know Jeff won't watch it, but I'm going to cozy up on the couch and watch The Way We Were.
Listen, I will definitely watch it as well soon. I hope Turner Classic Movies does some sort of tribute. His body of work, listen, when you think of just what he did from like Butch Cassidy and his Sundance Kid to like in 1985 even, you know, like All the President's Men, then he did Indecent Proposal, which we kind of put him back into that spotlight again. Demi Moore, Woody Harrelson, he will be missed, and he was an American icon in cinema, but also just a downhearted, good homespun person who loved this country and loved the outdoors and was a great family man, and he definitely will be missed. Now, it's this day in history. We got some other stuff that we're going to get out there to you as well. Plus, we have our trivia question waiting in the wings, and we're going to kind of start the deep dive as far as Medicare is concerned. But if you're there listening right now, wherever that is, and you have a question, give us a call, 866-391-1020. Anything on your mind. Okay, let's go.
All right, so we can put that trivia question out there because I know we're running towards the end of the segment. So our trivia, surprise, surprise, is about Robert Redford. Had to do it. So since we're honoring Robert Redford today, here is our question. And Rob, where can they call for the right answer?
412-922-1020.
All right. So Robert Redford won the Academy Award for Best Director for which film in 1980? Again, that question is Robert Redford won the Academy Award for Best Director for which film in 1980? So please, again, give us a call with the correct answer to that, and we can get you out that $15 get-go gas card to help you with those gas prices at the pump.
All right, I can go a couple more minutes here, so let's not lose some of this good material.
All right.
Go ahead.
So let's take a look back at this day in history, September 20th. So in 1519, all the way back, Spanish explorer Hernan Cortez encounters, I'm going to have trouble pronouncing this, but the present-day Mexico City, Tenochtitlan. I might have that pronounced wrong, Rob. In 1970, the Franco-Prussian War ends with the fall of Paris. In 1946, the very first Cannes Film Festival opens after World War II. And then in 1973, tennis legend Billie Jean King defeats Bobby Riggs in the Battle of the Sexes, a groundbreaking moment for women in sports.
At the Houston Astrodome, and I watched it on ABC's Wide World of Sports. Go ahead.
And birthdays today, we had some good ones. Sophia Loren, Italian actress and cultural icon. Again, one of my favorites. We've still got her. Rob, we got to hold on to the ones we got.
I'm still waiting on her to call me.
I'll work on that for you.
Thank you.
Maybe if she gives me a call to help with her Medicare, I can shoot your number over to her. 1950, Phil Collins, musician, singer, songwriter. So I have to say, I saw Phil Collins when he came on his last tour, and I was never a huge Phil Collins fan. Nothing against him, but
tremendous.
To watch him on stage and to watch, again, you talk about that good human being, you talk about that persona that comes through on stage and who he is as a person. I was just completely blown away by that experience. And then 1967, we have Sofia Vergara, actress, comedian, very well known. Again, you might want her number too, Rob.
No, listen, listen. I would walk across a football field of broken glass just to say hello. She is dynamite. I love her spunk. I think she has done so much as an individual, overcoming, you know, coming from a different country, Colombia, and has literally catapulted herself into stardom. And she is a great actress. I've seen her in dramatic roles, but her comedic timing and talent for Modern Family, I don't know if it'll ever be duplicated in my life.
Well, there's that one Modern Family episode where they duplicate that picture of, you know, her character and Julie Bowen's character to the one with Sophia Loren, that classic photo.
There it is.
So again, and you talk about coming from another country, coming in, like, kind of very similar if you think about that.
And that classic photo, just put Jane Mansfield in there, you'll know what we're talking about.
Exactly.
All right, listen, we're going to get to a break, but before we do, trivia question one more time, and that number to dial is 412-922-1020. The winning answer gets a $15 get-go gas card.
All right. And it looks like we got a winner. I think.
Yeah, we
so
do.
We do.
It's Trisha.
All right. Thanks, Trisha, for calling in. So we'll get your get-go gift card out this week in the mail for you. And the question was, Robert Redford won the Academy Award for Best Director for which film in 1980? And the answer is Ordinary People.
That movie, I went and saw it by myself, 1980. I literally just was overcome with tears. But what was so joyful about it when I left and got through the tears was I realized then that other people have problems too. You know, because you think your family, because nobody talked about this stuff. When you had an argument, it stayed in the house. And mm-hmm. people had issues, family issues, whatever, mom, dad, children. But they were just a real family who were dealing with the loss of a child. And it was a great motion picture. And also, he filmed that movie in order of sequence, as opposed to as they do in Hollywood. Sometimes they film the ending
wow.
first. So Robert Redford was an incredible talent all the way around. And any chance I get to talk to him, I will. And we're going to take a break because we have a lot of stuff to get to today. It is The Inside Connection with Lauren Uran and your Pratt Pack on KDKA.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. and the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, so it's time now to get going here. And look, if you have any questions on Medicare, call us. We'll take any question, whatever it may be. It's 866-391-1020. Going to be 65. You are 65 this calendar year. You're ready to start getting involved in Medicare conversation, or you want to just relook at your current benefits, which everybody should do every year. You can call them and set up an appointment. There is never a charge for the services. 888-818-6334. But if you need to talk to us right now, anything, Medicare, 866-391-1020. Lauren, go ahead.
All right. So October 1st is quickly approaching, right? I always say in the office, you know, we hit June and I'm like, you guys are going to blink and it's going to be here. And they're like, oh, we got time. No. It's coming. We've got to prepare. We've got to get ready. So this is the date when all the new 2026 Medicare Advantage and prescription drug plan information gets released. Companies are, they're marketing, right? I talked to a client yesterday, booked a review with them for annual enrollment period to review their coverage. And he's, I'm getting all these calls. I just called you. And I said, that was the right thing to do. You know, block them, try to get rid of those spam calls. But the marketing is starting. They're reaching out. Your mailbox is filling up. And as your mailbox fills up with all the other marketing pieces, right? There are some important pieces that you need to keep your eye out for. And you mentioned one, Rob, at the beginning of the show, and that is the Medicare and You book. This is an annual book from Medicare, and it's for the consumer. It's a list of all the product information. And what's that like to read, Rob?
Let's just put it this way. I wasn't a good reader in school, and I'm not a good reader now. I need somebody to read this bedtime story to me, and that's why I'm going to
MediConnect. That's exactly what it is. It's a bedtime story. It's going to put you to sleep. And though it can be very confusing, and it's a lot of information. It was.
Yes.
I mean, it's so much information. It's so overwhelming.
It's frightening.
It is. And it's like, if you feel like you got to read through that to figure things out, you know, bless you.
Who has time? Seriously. Who has time?
You're going to be spending till December 7th figuring it out. You know, and it is, you know, I had clients actually calling. So these things are confusing and they don't put everything out there. And again, remember, we can't talk about those plan benefits till October 1st. But I had two clients call in this week. And if you have a question, give us a call. But they said, oh, my goodness, my plan is not listed in the book. What do I do? And their plan was there, but some of the plan's name changed. Again, I can't release that information yet. But there have been times in the past where a plan has to change the name or changes the name of their plan. So they panic, but it's all okay. So, you know, you see that, you have a question, don't panic. Call MediConnect, 888-818-6334. Call your agent. We can help. And then also, and did we have a caller, Rob, coming through?
No, oh, okay, no, we're sorry. Good. No. I was just going to say, if the government wants to save money, stop printing that book.
Oh, you know,
it's a beautiful book.
It is. It is.
But I can't even imagine what the price tag is.
You know, the carriers too, a lot are, you know, since I started in this industry, going virtual with a lot of their documentation. And I used to, as a carrier rep, get cases and I would get pallets delivered to my house of enrollment kits that I had to distribute to all the agents in Western Pennsylvania. They used to make fun of me when I started at MediConnect. If anybody remembers Joe, he would say, you know what, once a week I'll just throw some boxes in your car and let you drive around so you feel like you're at home, right? But it's so much information. So those carriers have pulled that back, and that does save a lot of money that we can put back into other things like plan benefits and Medicare. Again, if they could, make that virtual. There is a virtual copy online, but it doesn't go into the
specifics. You realize
specifics.
What's going to happen by the time you get to Medicare age, it'll all be, you know, electronic.
Oh, it'll probably all be teleported into your mind by that point.
The spam, you are young. Spam and all this stuff, your inboxes are going to be filling up. Mm-hmm. You think it's bad now. So while you're here in now, getting ready to sign up for Medicare or revisit, just call MediConnect, set up an appointment. They don't charge you for it, and let them read the right story to you.
And there's another few pieces of literature that you can get that you should be on the lookout for. Again, one is that ANOC. We've talked about it a few times. What's an ANOC? An annual notice of change. And this is due in the home by September 30th, by the last day of September, and it's a list of all the changes to your plan. So if you're currently on Medicare, that will start. And I know I've had some clients, they've already gotten their ANOC. So it starts to distribute and hit households in the month of September, but it must be there by September 30th. So that is one item that you do want to make sure that you look for. And this is going to be a list of all the changes to your plan from the year 2025 to the next year, 2026. Pay attention. Was there a formulary change? Was there a premium change? Was there a loss or an increase in a benefit that you utilize? You don't want this to be a heavy effect onto your wallet if you don't read that document. If you have questions about that document, give us a call and we can talk through that. And again, we can compare other plans. So I've had a lot of our clients getting the ANOC and they're calling in. They're saying, hey, something about this I don't like. And we're able to set up their review. So again, while I can't talk the benefits, I can get you on my calendar and I can get a list of your medications and doctors ahead of time. So that review goes a lot quicker for you.
All right, let's talk about service area reduction. Go ahead.
So this is another letter that could come in the mail. And a couple of the carriers have already announced that there might be some of these. And this is where plans can leave the market. So if a plan is leaving the market, instead of getting an ANOC letter by 9:30, there is a SAR letter, a service area reduction. It means they're reducing the plan in that service area. And every year some plans leave the market. A few carriers announced they would have some SARs publicly already in the past few months. These letters are due in home by October 2nd. So again, you might get a letter that's an annual notice of change that your plan's changing, or you can get a letter saying, hey, your plan's going away. And if you get a letter that says your plan's going away, that means you need to choose a new plan to have coverage for next year. And if you get that letter, again, you might get it before that October 2nd timeframe, but we can't talk to you about the other plans till when, Rob? Right? October 1st. That's when we can talk the plans. But if you're plan is leaving, I can get you on my calendar to get a review scheduled. So what can you do about it? Give us a call. Our main line at MediConnect is 888-818-6334. Then if you are a current MediConnect client, you come to me and my team, and that's our client experience department. And we've been doing a few things a little differently with that department this year. We've sent out some texts and emails if we have your phone number on file. So you have received a contact card with our 800 number, but that number is 888-805-3453. And our client experience department, we're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. So if you give us a call today because you're listening, feel free to. If you want to set up a appointment, we'll get a voicemail and we'll give you a call back first thing Monday morning.
All right, coming up, seminar, 6 o'clock, Quality in New Kensington, September 25th, September 29th at 4. Income Pass Health Swickley, that's at 4 o'clock. Also at 5:30, September 30th, Ligonier Library. And then at 6 o'clock, October 7th, Swickley Library. 888-818-6334. No charge for these seminars, but you got to book your reservation. And you can also go to MediConnectInsurance.com, click on the seminars tab. Hey, if you have a Medicare question, call us now. Lauren Uran is hosting the Inside Connection MediConnect with your Pratt Pack, KDKA.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDK.
All right, back with Lauren Uran. Medicare Focus. We're going to talk enrollment periods, penalties, and client stories. So here again, your host, Lauren Uran. Lauren.
Thanks, Rob. So right when we were ending the last segment, we were talking about our clients and our client experience department. So for our clients, myself and our client experience team are hosting plan reviews by phone. But if you are a client and like really want that face-to-face too, we are all operating over the phone, but we're happy to accommodate getting that scheduled for you as well. So instead of calling your agent, because sometimes they're out in the field all day running appointments, give us a call at client experience if you are a current MediConnect client, 888-805-3453. And we will help you get booked and get that review scheduled for you. So again, give us that call. We're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. And we can help get you expedited and get you scheduled and get everything going for you. What really helps us if you are a client is if you have that list of doctors and meds, so we can get that into the system for whoever is going to handle your plan review. And we can make that a lot more simple process for you. So don't wait. Call now to get on the counter. My team, we booked over 100 reviews last week. So we're getting busy. The time is now. And that SAR letter I talked about, if you get a SAR letter, a service area reduction letter, we've got your back there too. But last year, we saw premium increases in plans. And we saw this a lot. And then folks waited too long. And by the time they called and realized, hey, my bank account's getting this, you know, the next spring money pulled out that wasn't being pulled out before, it was too late to make a change. So again, if I could put anything out there, pay attention to that ANOC or that SAR letter and give us a call if you see something that jumps out at you. If you're happy with your plan and you're happy with the changes, you have no need to call. You can stay right on your plan. But if you want to check in on anything, give us that call. And then one other communication that you could get as well, this does happen every year, actually all through the year, but sometimes during AEP, we see a little bit of a higher uptick in this is network changes. So you could get a letter saying, hey, our network changed, your doctor is no longer a network. These again go throughout the year, but it's all related to contracts, right? Company contracts with Dr. XYZ. And when do a lot of those contracts go into effect, right? Usually the beginning of the year. So it can kind of coincide with the annual enrollment period. So maybe the benefits on your plan didn't change too much. You're happy with the changes. You're happy with the premium. But then all of a sudden you get a network reduction letter that your plan is no longer being taken by a particular provider. So if you ever get anything like that, again, give us a call. But you want to make that change during the annual enrollment period, because outside of that window, you can't make that change a lot of times. So let's take a look and shift gears into kind of some of those costly mistakes we can see in Medicare, missing enrollment periods. So we have this annual enrollment period coming up, October through December 7th, and that's when you can switch your Medicare Advantage and prescription drug plans. Then there are some special enrollments for life events like moving, losing employer coverage. Those can happen any time of the year. And then your initial enrollment period, that's when you turn 65. 7 months total is 3 months before your birthday month, the month of your birthday month, and 3 months after. But if you miss signing up for something when you're first eligible, that could be hit with a lifetime penalty. So I had a client actually that reached out to us this week, and he actually did everything right, worked with us. Everything was in initial enrollment period, got onto the plan, was happy with the plan, then all of a sudden went to the doctor and realized the plan wasn't active. And, you know, we at first were like, did you not pay your plan premium? What's going on here? You know, we're looking into it. So here, this particular client, when you are on Medicare, we have that Medicare Part B premium, right? For most folks this year, it's $185. We'll find out what it'll be next year sometime in the midst of the madness that is the annual enrollment period. But if you are collecting Social Security income, they take that. Government's going to get their money, right? If they want their money, they're getting their money. They're taking that right out of your Social Security check. However, a lot of folks are waiting to take their full Social Security. So they might be coming on to Medicare before initiating those Social Security checks. And if that is the case for you, they bill you for your Medicare Part B. They bill you quarterly oftentimes. In your first quarter, they can even catch up for the quarter they're in. So I've seen them bill people for 5 months at a time even, which is a big number. But this gentleman specifically, he was enrolled into A and B. He was enrolled into his plan. Everything was going good. He missed that Part B premium payment. That's what happened. So when that happens, Part B goes away. And to be on a plan, you have to have Parts A and B. So they also pull the plan. So right now, we're working to get this expedited, working with Medicare to get that Part B reinstated. But here's the kicker. If that happens and they can't retroactively handle that and take that back payment, you have to wait to come on to Part B till the open enrollment period, which is the first quarter of the year. So we are still actively working this case and trying to push for this client to get that restored. However, if he does have to wait to reinitiate that Part B, what's going to happen, he won't have coverage at least until February because he'll have to opt in for it in January at the earliest in that open enrollment, then he'll have a gap in coverage from whenever that Part B was ended in, I think it was June 30th, all the way till February. And that's going to be a late enrollment penalty, and he won't have any Medicare coverage. And then when you look at the marketplace plans, once you're eligible for Medicare, those premiums skyrocket. You don't get tax credits. So it's going to be a really expensive situation if we can't get that reinstated.
That sounds like a commercial at the end. You don't want to end up like this, so call MediConnect.
That is exactly what. And I'm so glad he was already working with us, but that's, he did everything right. Ironed out the plan. Process was good, just missed that one bill from Medicare, and that's what has created and catapulted us into this current situation.
Listen, I kind of connected to travel insurance, which I talk all the time on the AAA show. A lot of people think, oh, nothing will ever. But if you have it, and that one time your luggage gets lost or something, you're so happy you have it. Look, nobody thinks they're going to get a catastrophic illness or get sick or need regular medication. But wouldn't it be a whole lot better that you were on the right plan if something did go sideways, that you didn't have to worry? That's why, even if you think, let MediConnect do it, double and triple check. That way you'll have peace of mind.
And that's what our client experience team is here for, too, because, a lot of people, again, they do the right move to get everything set up, but they either don't review, so they don't review their plan, stay the same place where they were, and that becomes costly. Or in this case, there was a problem that occurred after the enrollment process. What do you do, right? And that's where we're here side by side making the phone calls together with the client and trying to forge through and advocate for this client.
Isn't it amazing what I've learned from you all in the now going into our sixth year, I believe, and that is the littlest thing can be the biggest problem.
Oh, absolutely. When are you getting your license to sell, Rob?
Listen, I love what you do. I saw that billboard on 376. I'm honking the horn. People are looking at me like, what are you doing? I'm hanging out the window, pumping my fist. It's just nice to see this footprint grow because you're actually doing people good. And that is what it's all about, a good deal for both sides. And that's what you do.
We do. And if you're approaching Medicare, right, we have those seminars. And that's a really great educational-based way to kind of get your introduction to everything you need to know. So those upcoming seminars are September 25th at 6 p.m. at the Quality Inn in New Kensington, September 29th at 4 p.m. the Encompass Health Sewickley, September 30th at 5:30 in the Ligonier Library, and October 7th at 6 p.m. at the Sewickley Library.
All right, here we go. Let's talk to Steve in the car for Lauren Uran. Steve, you're on the program. Good morning.
Oh, hi, Rob. I did have a question about Medicare. I've been retired and on Medicare for like 5 years now, and I did sign up for regular Medicare with a gap plan, and I was wondering about getting maybe switching over to an Advantage plan. And I had heard once you sign up for regular Medicare, you can't switch to an Advantage plan.
Oh,
I'm a little confused.
Yeah, that. Steve, that's a wonderful question. And what you heard is not actually accurate. So when you are on a Medigap plan, you come onto that plan, you know, right when you start Medicare like you did, you go into the plan, no questions asked, because if you try to get that plan later, they can ask you some medical questions. So actually the time that you would want to evaluate that option would be the annual enrollment period, because you need that election to switch. But yes, you can always go from that Medigap plan to the Advantage plan during that window. However, it can be hard to get back to the gap if you have any issues and they wouldn't pass medical underwriting. However, there is one thing, it's called a trial rate. And let's say you change off of that gap plan this year and you choose an Advantage plan. If sometime in that first 12 months, if you've made no other changes, you can go back to the same Medigap, no questions asked, if you do it within that first 12 month time frame as well. So there is kind of a protection if you go to try out that Medicare Advantage plan and you're not satisfied for whatever reason. And I think too, Steve, one of the biggest factors is like looking at your premium and seeing where we could save you some money and seeing if it would work for you. But we can definitely do a review and kind of check out to see if that would be an option for you.
Oh yeah, that sounds good, because actually I was going to call you guys anyway, and I just happened to be in the car. I always try to listen to Rob in the mornings, which is my favorite host at KDK.
Steve, so tell me about this retirement thing. Let me tell you how I live such a sheltered life. So I had to move my car. We had a best of show last hour. So I said, I'm going to run out to move my car. And I realized it was the first time on a Saturday that I was outside in the 8 o'clock hour since 1985. So I'm looking forward to this retirement. Well, I'm telling you, 1985, maybe 84.
I know.
But what's it like being, what's it like being up on a Saturday with basically whatever you want to do?
Oh, it's going to be nice, but I'm going to miss you. Hey, I go back to your old Sutterville Lumber.
Great people. Great people.
I mean, Rob, I got so much information from you. I'd love to be your trivia partner. You know a little bit about everything, my man.
Well, listen, if I don't, like my mom used to say, make it up. All right. Listen, hey, Steve, I'll be here for a little bit longer, but man, I hope you just have a long retirement, and I hope you're happy and healthy.
Oh, thanks, Rob. Same to you, brother.
All right, my man. We'll take a short break. You know, you don't think of these things, young woman, but someday you will. I mean, I'm walking up the steps, and I just said goodbye to Jessica Festa, and I'm walking in, and I went, this is the first time I've been outside on a Saturday morning at 8 o'clock since 1985.
Well, you know, earlier I overheard like the news update on the commercial break, and they were talking about the fall foliage maps.
Right.
And the last couple of years, I've gotten into this, and I'm like, I really want to see like peak fall foliage, but it's something because of AEP I've never gotten to experience.
So
I do. I'm like, can I weave in a weekend there where I'm going to see the peak season?
So when you retire, you and Jeff come and get me. I'll be at that nursing home facility and you can take me out.
We'll break you out.
There you go. All right. Short break. Lily, we're going to get to you on the other side. Please stay with us. It's your Pratt Pack today, KDKA.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, back with Lauren Uran, the Inside Connection, MediConnect. Here's Lily. Lily, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. My vendor has suggested that I go on one of those special needs contracts. I'm not familiar with exactly what I would lose or what I would gain from that. Now, that would be the C plan, not the D plan, which is the Medicaid, you know, Medicare. And I was just, you know, wondering if it's beneficial for me to do that. I already get help with my medications through PaceNet, so, you know, that I wouldn't need them for that. And I don't know if my meds would be even lower, which I doubt very much, under that plan.
Yeah, Lily, this is a wonderful question. Thank you so much for calling in. So what Lily is referencing here is a C-SNP. SNP means special needs plan, and the C in front of it means chronic special needs plan. So there's different lists of chronic conditions that qualify you. I actually, in the very beginning of my career, worked on a plan that specifically was a chronic SNP plan, so I have a lot of experience with these. And you hit the nail on the head, Lily. A lot of times these plans are kind of built around the conditions that they qualify you for. So they might have a specialty tier of medications where they're more common for that population. They might have lower copays for certain services. However, it is really important to make sure you do a full comparison, because I've seen some of these chronic special needs plans too, where they have a really high hospital copay compared to some of the other products that we have in the market. So just because you qualify for one of those plans doesn't mean it's going to be the most robust fit for you. And you mentioned PACE-PACENET. So again, that's going to bring those medication costs down, or that is something that those plans strive to do for folks. But you, again, hit the nail on the head. Probably in most cases in your situation, that PACE-PACENET is going to bring it down for you and really kind of opens up the options for you across the market share with other plans. So what I would highly suggest for you is October 1st, you do a review, because the C-SNP plan and the regular Medicare Advantage plans are all going to change. So we can definitely take a look and see if that would be an option for you, or if you're going to be better fit right where you are.
Yeah, I was waiting for my ANOX to come in. It hasn't come in yet to compare what I'm, you know, what I might be losing or gaining or whatever. It just seemed like when I, and I haven't talked to an agent, and I did call an agent to say that, okay, you know, maybe I'm interested in this, but she didn't go into any details. So I went on the internet and was trying to compare the two, and that's what I was concerned about. What am I losing? What am I gaining in my eye and my dental, for instance? The meds, I think, are covered. I don't think they would actually be able to give me lower in regard
right.
to that. I do know that it's, I was a little confused about who is the one that's overseeing what I do. In other words, am I going to have problems if I feel I want to see a specialist? Am I going to have problems with who do I have to go through? Do I have to go through this care manager and then my PCP? In
right.
other words, I'm going to have too many people, right, telling me what to do.
And so that's where, again, doing that comparison with an agent's really going to help you out, because all those things that you were stating as a concern, we can actually kind of line item by line item, go through and make a pro and con list for you.
Yeah, that would be good. You could do the compare. What am I losing? What am I gaining?
Exactly.
And so forth. Okay, because I know some, and I think that if I'm understanding correctly, the things that would be lower price would be only that would be conducive to my particular ailment.
It may or may not be.
In other words, if I had diabetes, you know,
yeah.
it would be geared all to that, you know, an endocrinologist, a foot doctor, shall we say.
Yeah. Those plans, they aim to kind of help with that. But sometimes, again, there might be another plan out in the market that's even more robust than what that chronic SNP plan is offering. So really want to do your due diligence there. But we can definitely help you with that comparison and explain all your concerns.
Sounds good. I'll wait till I get that ANOX, and then I'll make an appointment with you all. We can, like, go over the different, because there's, I mean, other companies have these plans also. It's not just my.
That's correct.
My plan, you know, correct?
You
okay.
got it.
This is all kind of new to me. I've been just trying to do some research on it. Thank you.
Well,
you're
welcome. You give us a call, and I'm looking forward to working with you.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. They're nice, not just on the radio. They're always nice at MediConnect. Been to the offices many times, and I'm sure I'll be making a return engagement during the annual enrollment period. Just make the call, 888-818-6334. They're there till noon today. We're going to run the seminars now. We're going to get some closing comments from Lauren, and then we'll wrap it up. So let's go to these seminars one more time. And remember, 888-818-6334. Call now. They are free seminars, but you got to reserve your space, or you can go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab.
And we've got a lot of seminars coming up during the annual enrollment period, too, because guess what? People don't stop turning 65 just because annual enrollment period is upon us. So for a full listing of those, go to the website. But the next couple coming up, September 25th at 6 p.m., we'll be at the Quality Inn in New Kensington. September 29th, a little different time. This is going to be at 4 p.m. We're going to be at Compass Health in Sewickley. And then September 30th, again, a little different time from our usual at 5:30, we'll be out all the way in Ligonier at that Ligonier Library on 120 West Main Street. And then October 7th, we'll be at it, 6 p.m., Sewickley Library. So give us a call now or check that website out to make a reservation.
All right, any closing comments? Final minute, all yours.
I loved our questions today. you know, so we got a great question about, hey, I'm on a Medigap. I'm told I can't change. That's not the case. It's just certain times of the year that you can, but want to do that full comparison. And our chronic SNP question, that one's near and dear to my heart. That's how I started at this, into this industry. So chronic SNP plans, they are plans that are meant for, you have to qualify for a certain condition to come on to them. Again, aimed at directing to a couple of different, you know, points to help you with those ailments, maybe a specialty tier for your medications. But always beware. Always beware. Even if the company is saying, hey, we have this plan, it might still not be in your best interest to stay or change to those plans. So really, truly great questions. And those are, I love hearing those because it's really what's on the mind of folks and what they need. So if you have any of those similar situations too or similar concerns, give us a call, 888-818-6334. Schedule that appointment. The time is now.
But here's the thing. You can always make the call. They're always there. They're here on the radio. You can get answers in real time. And to me, that's magic. That's pure magic. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rob.
All right, stay with us because I'm not done. I got lots more to do. True Value Home Improvement Show. Caitlin Seigen here today. AAA Central's Talking Travel. And then Zachariah Brown Bradakovich. It's all for you. Law for the Elderly today on KDKA 100.1 FM AM 1020.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.